This is the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grillin' Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBBBL-FM. It's cold out today. It's a balmy dozen when I picked up Bob this morning. Looks like it's warming up out there, though. We're in the beautiful downtown studios. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, grilling folks out there. We're fat and happy now because we've just been sucking down some stroganoff. We never even got to ask her some of the things we wanted to talk to her about, but she'll be at Tina Maria will be at John Russo's Wine Warehouse, and he'll be up in a little bit. He'll be talking about that, but there's some great things going on down there today, so it'll be a fun day to get out and do your Christmas shopping, maybe pick up a little vino.
Yeah, and check her out on kissingrockkitchens.com, because I tell you what, the stroganoff is off the chain. It really is, and she'll be giving us that recipe. She humbly said, you know, I just put a little bit of this and a little bit of that in there as she walked out of the studio.
Great chefs always do that.
That's right, but we'll have something for you. But hey, right now we want to break down some of these holiday gifts around the grill. We're going to go on the grill, around the grill, and then some hand tools. We're going to go around the grill right now. Bob, one of the things that you and I always talk about that is a necessity is the good lump charcoal, right?
Definitely.
And
I don't think you can make that a Christmas gift.
Right. Well, you could.
Because you're giving them coal.
Yeah. Good point. But if you can buy, tell us the difference between briquette and lump coal one more time.
Well, I can't do it in this little time we've got, honestly. It's a big deal. Take our word for it. Try some good lump charcoal from the good one. It's really one of the top in the nation. If you go to nakedwiz.com, you'll see how it's rated. It's just that good. But, you know, here's a great thought. You hit on something earlier that I'd like to just explode a little bit. You talk about digital thermometers.
Right.
This time of year, you really have to watch your temperatures because your grill's tougher to warm up, yada, yada, all that. So since you're going to have to open that grill to throw that probe in there, either one, get a remote, or two, if you're going to get a digital thermometer, don't get the $10 to $20 one because those are not accurate and it takes too long to reach temperature. Get an instant read, and those will run you about $100, but guess what? You throw that probe in there, and in like 2 seconds, 3 seconds, you've got your temperature down to, you know, decimals. And that's a big deal because you don't want to leave that grill open a long time.
Great
You're just
point.
In and out, and in seconds, you know exactly the center of that piece, whatever you're grilling, you know the temperature. And it's worth the money. These cheap ones, they take forever, and your grill's open so long, your food's cooling off as you're trying to get the read on it.
You know, one that great tip. Your last dollar buys more than your first when
That's
it comes
right.
to a thermometer. The last thing I'd like to break down is a grill light. Okay, this is a time of year where you get up and you go to work in the dark. You get home in the dark because we got such short daylight hours. A grill light becomes a necessity this time of year.
Yep. You know where to get those?
Where at?
Allen Bob's. They clip right on your hat.
Right. Exactly. That's a way to do it. The hunter hat, or you can get them that clip on the lid of the grill. But again, you need to be able to see what you're doing.
Yep.
So make sure you, but that's a cheap one. You can get one of those for $10-$15. Works great.
A serious tip, though, honestly, that grill, or I mean that little hat light, those ones I buy from Allen Bob, they're American made.
Coming up next, we're going to run out to John Russo's Wine Warehouse and Deli. Talk to John. He's got a big gig going on there today for the holidays. Stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.